Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Kevin Owens mocking the Young Bucks, a title change, a new gimmick, a return, Veer came. It all happened on the Raw after WrestleMania. For Tuesday, April the 5th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I am Elias's younger brother, Ezekiel.
You're Elias. You're Elias. So stop the BS.
One, two, three. We do have a new champion.
What the hell?
MVP.
Veer made the WWE Universe wait for months and months for his arrival. But Veer Mahan did not waste a moment making an impact on Monday Night Raw.
To get into from last night's episode of Raw. It was the Raw after WrestleMania, always full of surprises, and this one very much the case as well. We'll start with our lead story, and it's to do with a match between Kevin Owens and the newest member of the WWE roster, Cody Rhodes. Cody made his return to Monday Night Raw last night and very much made his mission statement clear. He wants the WWE Undisputed Championship. He didn't get that match tonight. Instead, he had a showdown with Seth very briefly, which saw a handshake and a welcome home from Seth Rollins, which was very nice. And we had a dark match main event between him and Kevin Owens. We saw Kev hugging Cody at the start of the match. It's a dark match. It's fine. They were happy to see each other. And the bit that got a lot of people talking was during the match, whilst Kevin Owens was on offense, he struck a Young Bucks pose, like the flex tilted to the side. That's the one. Everybody knew what it was, and people knew what they were doing. You've probably seen it shared on Twitter by now. Young Bucks have since responded in very Young Bucks fashion by changing their bio to What Up Kev. Anyway, Rhodes won the main event with the crossroads on Owens and thanked the crowd for letting him back into their house. He talked about his love of pro wrestling and pointed at his cousin at ringside, saying that he was the godson of Cody Rhodes, saying that he was family and everyone here is family too. So Cody sending the fans home happy in Texas on Raw after WrestleMania. Lots of other stuff happened while the cameras were rolling as well. Kevin Owens was part of a debut for a new gimmick. So we haven't seen Elias in a while. We did wonder what his future held in store. Now we know. Kevin Owens was cutting a promo on Raw and was interrupted by Ezekiel. It's basically Elias, clean-shaven, with new pink and white ring attire. Owens asked what Elias was doing in the ring, and he corrected him by saying, I'm not Elias, I am Ezekiel. I'm Elias's younger brother. Owens said he hated liars, and he told Ezekiel he had 10 seconds to get out of his ring. After counting to 10, Kevin Owens just left himself. So this is the return of Elias as Elias's younger brother. Okay. We had a major title change on Raw last night as well. It was announced via a slug along the bottom of the screen during the opening segment on Raw that Dolph Ziggler would be defending his NXT title against Bron Breakker. And that was a match that did indeed go down a short while later. And we saw Braun beating Ziggler with a military press power slam in just over 10 minutes to begin his second reign as NXT champion. After he lost at Stand and Deliver, a lot of people were saying, is Bron Breakker going to stay and chase the NXT championship? Or is this Bron Breakker making a call, getting a call up to Raw? The answer, both, apparently. He's not on Raw full time. I think this is more a case of putting eyes on NXT and encouraging people to watch the NXT after WrestleMania, or the NXT after Stand and Deliver, rather, as Bron Breakker will walk into that as a two-time NXT champion.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Edge and Damian Priest explaining their actions on Raw last night. Interesting segment, this one. One that the fans didn't really bite down on, I think as many would hope. And one that caught the attention of AEW's Brody King. He shared a picture of Edge and Damian Priest on Twitter with the caption, "When you order House of Black on Wish.com." Shots very much fired, as there is a somewhat similarity, sort of the gothic feel between Edge's faction and the House of Black. I can see where that came from. Speaking of the House of Black, Fightful Selector reporting that as well as Tommaso Ciampa being pitched to join Edge's new group, Rhea Ripley may have a place in the group as well. Her name was pitched a few days ago. This was on Fightful sort of added to that, saying that this doesn't mean it's going to happen. It was just a pitch from them. But last night on Raw, following her and Liv Morgan's loss to Sasha Banks and Naomi, Ripley did walk off, leaving Morgan behind, which might suggest that team is done to make some room for Rhea Ripley to join a new team. We'll keep an eye on that one. Talking of changing allegiances, Lashley and MVP came out to celebrate the win from WrestleMania. They were interrupted by Omos, who wanted a rematch. And when Lashley's back was turned, MVP attacked Lashley and has aligned himself with Omos. So Omos and MVP are now together. And that's a good shout for Omos to get a mouthpiece like MVP. And it sets up for a rematch against Bobby Lashley and could turn into some gold for Omos. This is a good choice to have this go down. And of course, some would say it was the main event. I won't say who, probably me. Following Miz's victory over Dominic Mysterio in 31 seconds, Veer came all over Raw. He laid out Rey and Dominic, put Dominic in a half camel clutch, which looks like it's going to be his finish. Veer is here. Veer came on Raw last night and battered the Mysterios to make his debut. Veer vignettes began on November the 2nd and have been on Raw pretty much every week since then. Veer has spent a lot of his time competing on main event, posting on Instagram and going to the gym. So we're ready now to see what Veer can properly do. Big pop as well for Veer when he came out. When he came everywhere, people loved it. Veer is now on Monday Night Raw. So that was Raw after WrestleMania. There was one absence from behind the scenes that was quite noticeable to people who were there, and that was WWE producer Pat Buck. Mike Johnson, a PW insider, broke the news that Pat Buck has resigned from WWE. He was working as a producer over WrestleMania weekend. He and Michael Hayes put together the main event between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Sources say that Pat Buck informed officials within WWE on the day of Raw that he was resigning. Pat confirmed on social media that he was away, saying, "As a producer, agent, I feel I've accomplished everything I wanted to do within WWE in the last 3 years. My endless gratitude beams from working with so many wonderful talents, especially the ultra-talented women's division. Sending love to the production truck, stage crew, parking, travel, makeup, photo, digital, security, IT, writers, props, social, legal, seamsters, live events, medical, and any other department that I've leaned on for something. I look forward to using my new time to return and expand my training school and promotions, working all over and sleeping in my own bed more than twice a week." He also wants to focus more on being a family man, having become a dad recently. So who couldn't blame him? He's only 38 years old. It's Pat Buck. He runs the Create a Pro Wrestling Academies in New Jersey and Long Island with Brian Myers. He's also the owner of Wrestle Pro in New Jersey. He joined back in 2019 after a long career as a promoter and a wrestler. And he's added so much to the product behind the scenes. So it is sad to see Pat Buck go. But of course, we wish him nothing but love and eternal happiness in whatever he chooses to do next. So all the best to Pat Buck. Right, we want to sign off by saying a thank you to you for listening to this, because you are the greatest wrestling community on the planet. Over the weekend, we hit 700,000 subscribers on YouTube. It's an amazing milestone that we are so happy with, and we genuinely couldn't have done it without you. So on behalf of the entire team here at Cultaholic, a massive thank you to you for your unbelievable support over WrestleMania weekend and before that, and hopefully beyond that as well. Here is to the next 700,000 subscribers. On the YouTube channel, you can check out the live reactions from Adam Pacitti from Night 1 and 2 of WrestleMania, the taped reactions, the cut reactions, I would say, of Ross and Andrew. Night 1 is online now. Night 2 will be online later on today as well. And if you missed it, the WTF moments from WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are waiting for you there as well. 700,000 subscribers now with us at youtube.com/cultaholic. Thank you for that. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.